as part of your interview process, or perhaps before coming here after you were offered the job, were you in contact with parents or students? And if so, did they express anything that they hoped that you would do?
The resounding hope for this school is that it is regarded by the Concord community, by the independent school world, by the state of New Hampshire, nationally, internationally, that it is regarded as a leading institution that produces leaders who push the good in the world. And that is the first thing that comes to mind when one hears a reference to St. Paul's School. The headlines, they are real. They are not made up. They are not to be taken lightly. And they have articulated extraordinary problems and pain. And all of that needs work and will continue to need work. And I'm excited to do that work.
Can you lay out some of the concrete things you have planned to do to sort of reestablish St. Paul's reputation as a place that produces good?
In terms of our survivor community, for example, we opened what I plan to be a series of events and interactions in taking different shapes and different forms with our service of repentance and reconciliation that we held in May. That was working with the Alumni Doorways group. There are other groups. There are people who are not in groups. There need to be different venues, different forums.
And can I ask you to drill down a little bit on the substance of those events? What is do you refer to it as a reconciliation event? What does that consist of, and are you holding more of those?
So the reconciliation event that was held in May was a service that was organized with the Episcopal Church, with the benefit of the Alumni Doorways group. And at that service, Archie Cox, the president of the Board of Trustees here, apologized to the survivor community and had the school, as a representative of the school governance, past, present, future, took responsibility for that. I think that was an important step. But it's one step. And if there's anything we know about human experience, is that there's no schedule for it. It doesn't follow a timeline or any sort of predictable wave. So as people continue to come forward with their individual and unique experiences, St. Paul's School is going to have to be ready to listen, to learn, and to support. And so the good work in front of us right now is to figure out what those good next steps will be. I don't have a comprehensive roadmap because I'm not sure anybody has a comprehensive roadmap on this one.
Was there any mistake in your view that your predecessors have made that you are now attempting to correct?
I am sure that there are mistakes. I am sure that I have made mistakes. I think the discussion of mistakes has been exhaustive. And there may be more to reckon with, and we need to be open to that. I'm interested in making sure that our survivor community and our current school community understands that the door to this conversation is open and it's going to stay open. It's not on a timeline. It's not on a budget. It's not on a schedule. And that whatever experience has been in the past, and I will say I've been impressed by the patience and generosity and stamina of the survivor community on this front, and hope that we can just do well and do better going forward.
So what would you like the St. Paul's community to know about your approach to leadership?
One of the exciting challenges for me here is learning to be the leader the school needs now. That changes. And anybody who comes into any leadership position with a set idea of how this ship is going to run, before really understanding anything about it, is on a fool's errand.
What kind of leader does St. Paul's need now?
That's a good question. And on day two, I am not entirely sure of what that answer is. I'm hoping that St. Paul's needs a leader who loves kids, loves school, loves to stand on the sidelines of games and hockey rinks and practices and performances. I'm hoping that St. Paul's School has some patience with a leader who's going to need some time to learn the school, who's a little bit irreverent, perhaps, and maybe a little bit less formal than some of my predecessors here have been. And I'm also hoping that St. Paul's School has it in its heart to embrace me and my family, and to have us be able to come to the heart of the community over a period of time, so that we actually really can bring forward what is best about this community. Those are my hopes. We'll see.
Kathleen Carroll Giles, new rector at St. Paul's School in Concord, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk. I appreciate it.